This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But right now, every day at 4 o'clock, we do a little thing called the Beltway Blitz. We'll tell you what's going on in the realm of DSC sports, things that you care about. Let's start on the diamond, please. My name is Spencer Nussbaum, covers the Nationals. That's why he's going to talk about the Nationals with us. Spencer, I know it's your buddy Andrew Golden penned the story, but I've got to ask you, do you think the team needs a guest lecturer about the Hobbit / Lord of the Rings trilogy? Do you think that'd be something they would want to recruit me for?
Well, you know, you'd have to put in a pretty compelling case. I think that's currently Trevor Williams' role. But yeah, no, it was a good story. And I think if you put together a compelling enough case, they might just listen to you because, you know, some of them, McKenzie, Soroka, they weren't so hot on the book. So, you might be able to convince them.
Yeah, it's my dream scenario to have those guys like come to me for information and like ask questions about it, because like I can't help them with anything. So that would be a huge deal for me.
Yeah. If you want to help them with their fastball shape, maybe look elsewhere.
Yeah, cannot help with that.
Spence, good weekend from the young outfielder stepping up, Robert Hassel III and Dalen Lyle. When Dylan Cruz and Jacob Young are back healthy, who is the odd man out, you think, in this Nats outfield?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question, right? I think probably at this point, I would have to think Dalen, just because he just was called up to AAA and then after a couple of weeks went up to the majors. Again, it's going to be probably one of either Lyle or Hassel at that point. At the point that both of them come back, it could be tough. I think because Jacob Young hasn't hit all that well this season, yeah. I would be surprised to see him head down to Rochester, but it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world. I think just because, again, those other guys have more experience, you would really need Robert Hassel or Dalen Lyle to hit the cover off the ball and really play fantastic ball to stay up here when both of them are back. The thing is, we don't exactly have a timeline on when those two guys are exactly coming back. Mm. So it's a problem to not be able to push down the road a little bit.
Yeah, and there's no rush to do that now. But I'm thinking long-term here down the road, Spencer. I think there's two distinct camps when it comes to James Wood. I think camp number one is whatever you have to do to keep him happy, healthy, and thriving in the middle of your order, just to put up ridiculous numbers and just be the specimen that he is, you do that, even if it means you might, quote unquote, suffer a bit defensively with him in the outfield, aka you've got a couple better outfielders on the bench. To me, I'm far more open to the idea of saying, hey, what do you want? And might that include extending your career? Might that include you not having to run wind sprints in the outfield and track things and learning first base, which might be overkill to have an athlete of his caliber there, but long term you got to do a little bit less and you could focus on hitting nukes the way you do. Where are we in that kind of conversation? I'm sure they haven't necessarily broached playing first base with him, but it's kind of a good problem to have when you've got a bunch of talented players that just happen to play in the outfield.
Yeah, look, I hear you on that, and I definitely, the idea has been, floated around and thought about, at least in the media circles. It's my personal belief that James still has the capability to be a maybe not top 10, but
a good one,
average left fielder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in that sense, I don't really see the value in moving him. Again, he's 22. Positional value wise, if you can get that sort of offensive production out of an outfield spot rather than a first base spot, generally I would take that. I think sometimes it looks a little awkward just because of how tall he is and, mm-hmm. Everything in that sense. But frankly, I think he's better than maybe some of the metrics and some of the eye tests let on. And personally right now, I'd rather see him in left field than Alex Call. Although I get they're kind of managing his workload a little bit, but long-term I still see him as an outfielder for the next 6-7 years.
Spencer, there's been some good developments in the bullpen. That group obviously struggled mightily to start the year. The closer of that group, Kyle Finnegan, what is the latest on him and when we can see him toss it again?
Yeah, so Davey had said after the post-game, I think it was Sunday, that, we said the day before that Finnegan was 75 to 80%. He said it felt about 5% better throwing the other day. If it were me, I would still expect to see him out a day. But again, we'll find out more in a couple hours. I don't view it as a long-term thing. Again, imaging came back negative. So I really just think it is maybe surviving one or two more days with someone else in the ninth.
Spencer, thank you. Thanks, buddy. Talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.